Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Another episode of the Z Team. I am your Dungeon Master Sky. With me are my benevolent plans. With me is the most excellent engines of stone.
Good morning.
The exquisite Coop.
Good afternoon.
You know him. You love him. From the top of the ropes, it's Onyx.
Good night. Coopra!
Coopra!
You said I came from the top rope, so I came from the top rope.
Oh, my cum doesn't sound like that. Okay, sometimes it sounds like that.
Hoopacha! And then hit the half pipe. Whoopow!
Whoopow!
Oh no, I tore my ACL.
Oh, God. Oh, he's gonna be
actually,
out for months.
We're gonna have to cancel the recording. We have to look out for Onyx's ACL. ACL 130. Holy shit, it's good to be back. If this episode goes up in... Well, it's going up in... I was about to say, if this episode goes up in December... Sure hope so. Me stuck in November. No net November. Before Disney Dick December. It's exponential growth here. So each day that goes on, I masturbate each of the times. So...
Oh, God.
We're at
like the Fibonacci
today.
Sequence?
We're at five today. Maybe on New Year's Eve, where I have a stump.
What the fuck? I have nothing changed then.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Sure. Fair.
Wait, you've seen it?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Glad we talked about your dick for a minute and a half.
Yeah, edit that one out. That's
good.
So for a December, schedules are always spotty on how they work. We're actually, of course, still missing Raz, and Olive is going to be working on the days that we normally record on, so we may be able to get out different types of content. We will see going forward. Obviously, no promises, because we are sketchy in all forms. We're basically just walking cryptids, and when we show up to record, it's amazing. And some people like it. A lot of people hate it. mostly us. So with that in, I'm going to be actually retiring the one-shot characters here through a small quest. Now, I know this is a campaign off of a mini-campaign that I was running, and now this is a one-shot adventure. So who knows which of these will get finished. Guys, don't worry. It's just like you're in real-life campaigns where they just stop after 2 years and everybody doesn't talk to each other anymore. It's too real.
Oof.
Oof. So one of my DDS things was one of yours. Got it.
Oh, God.
Oops.
Give me one sec. Apparently my boss is calling, so I'll be right back.
No! Fuck your boss. Tell your boss to fuck off. He's not taking you away from us right now. He is not making you work Sunday.
He's already gone, isn't he?
Sunday.
Someday we'll get Sky back.
Oh, what do you guys want to talk about while Sky's talking to his boss?
I don't know, but if it's not funny, it's getting cut. Let's go.
That's the requirement. Be humorous.
The new Taco Bell.
New Axe Exploder 13 from Taco Bell.
Ass Exploder?
Ass Exploder.
It's like it'll never feel the same again.
Oh, God.
I was literally thinking, saying, isn't that something you can get off Victoria's Secret? And they're like, it would never
would
feel the same
again.
Rectum
getting destroyed? Victoria's Secret's new rectum blast.
Your boyfriend will love it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The boyfriend, please fucking no.
They lied.
I don't like it at all.
That's for you, honey. No!
Oh, it's destroying my
ass. Completely forgot. I ripped a hook out of the wall last night and left the drywall just there.
Okay.
I left a note that just said I fucked up, and they were really concerned because there's just a 6-inch gap of drywall missing.
Oh my God, Sky, what the
fuck? No, I was really tired and I went to throw the thing back on. It just cracked off and I was holding the hook and the lab coat in my hand and I was like, oop. That was also on top of the fact that one of our automatic doors with the magnet locks, the motor just started smoking on fire. So, which was great, because I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do, and I'm throwing a team in there right away. So, do you guys like the smell of smoke?
Oh my God.
No. It's very relaxing. It doesn't give you a headache instantly. Also, don't touch the door.
Also, don't touch.
It's literally on fire.
I'm not sure that was like the lyrics of the song. Get your motor smoking. Yeah. Get out on the highway. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yours is way better.
Don't touch the fucking door.
Okay. Hi.
Use your big boy words, Sky.
I don't have big boy words. I'm a small child. Ah, okay.
So that makes some of my dreams a bit weird.
Yep. Okay, so we're gonna hop right into the episode here. As it's just gonna be Clack, it is going to be Tide Sandile and Mr. Boom Boom himself. Bjorn could not join us, unfortunately. How's your character sheet coming along, Coop?
Just scrambling.
8 strength, 8 dexterity, 6 con, 4 intelligence,
22 charisma.
There
Let's
it is.
Go!
I am the face of the group.
Say Please. Something facial.
22 charisma is a cleric. I can't cast spells, but you best bet I can heal. No, I can't even heal you. Don't need a spell.
You best bet I can convert those non-believers.
Hey, that's the way forward. Organized religion, let's go.
The non-believer conversion rates are just massive. The gains, man. The fucking gains.
Whatever you say, you Protestant bastard.
You fucking worked on commission.
I'm Baptist.
Hey, I can't believe you got dunked as a child. You got dunkerooed.
I got dunked as an adult too, so.
You're dunked in as an adult?
Why?
I double dipped.
Oh!
Nice!
Should never double dip. A lot of people frown upon this. If I see people going for the double dip in my chip dip, I throw them out. Why? So I guess you got thrown out as a human too. Did you get to eat the body of Christ after? That's pretty fucked up.
Fuck, cannibal.
I just wanted water. Why is this blood? I didn't want this. Hey, God. What the fuck?
Ayo.
Ayo, he's inside me.
Have a discussion.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm 21.
Let's play some D&D. Okay. So we find ourselves at the impeccable TGI Wednesdays. Thank gosh and gods above that it is Wednesday. It's your regular meeting place. So Gregnan sits at the spot. There are 4 margaritas sitting out. His favorite drink of choice actually is a gin and tonic, but he's feeling spicy. So as the 4 of you, or 3 of you, enter, he kind of pushes a small envelope towards you.
Yeah, so we're at TGI whatever's.
TGI Wednesday. He shoved an envelope towards us, and one of us has yet to take it.
Yelled at a cat.
Sorry.
That's how we got sidetracked, right?
Now.
This kitchen attracts the weirdest people. First a proto-fairy dragon, and now a feline. Feel like that's against several, health and safety violations, but this is a fantasy restaurant, so.
You have health and safety?
I don't. I literally run an adventurer's guild where people die. Okay.
Okay, same page then. Got it. Doesn't exist. Oh,
they tried to unionize last year, and I struck it down. I'm an asshole.
Struck those bitches down with the might of Zeus.
It's true. He actually exists. He's my boss.
That's who pays us.
Yeah, Zeus.
Be surprised. Zeus was a storm giant all along.
True. He's very frightening since I am a 2.5 foot tall gnome.
Oh, wait. He's a gnome? I've always been pitching him as a lanky guy, like the guy from Don't Starve. That's how I've always pictured him. Maybe he's 2.5 foot. He's like shrunk. Oh, whoa. My bad.
I don't have any notes. The only notes I have on Gregnan are the fact that I almost forgot his name at one point and changed it to Greggy, I think. Because of course I make these up the day of.
Okay, so you shrunk. Bjorn's gonna look in the envelope.
Oh, thank God, finally. Progress the story. Okay. I don't know why I was about to read it in Gregman's voice.
I was about to say, like,
Princess Toadstool.
Just fucking tells us what it says as we're reading it. Greg, why didn't you just tell us, mate? What's the matter with you?
Dear Mario.
Bjorn reads out loud.
Go on then, read out loud.
Not good.
Oh.
What's it say, Coop?
Yeah, come on, Coop. You said you're going to read it out loud.
No, I'll just read it in my head. The voice inside my head sounds suspiciously like Sky.
Mario!
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 I don't think the mic picked that up at all.
you peaked so much that it just went.
Mario! So what's the note say? The letter. What's it read?
God damn it, Bobby.
It's really good.
Is that how it starts?
Okay, so for this, I want you to imagine Hank Hill in Smash Bros, but he's on the ledge, almost falling, and he's like, you know? Okay, that's just me.
Guys, it's just a drawing. Does anybody recognize this?
Oh, sorry, I drew that in crayon. Oh, here's the actual one. Is that Postal Canada? No wonder it took so long to get to you. This is the benefactor. You've been collecting certain gems for me for a while now. But I think it's time for you to meet me. Come to my estate on Lava Elan. It's like an internet island. Eland. Isn't that fancy? I bought it myself.
Is he writing this out as he...
I was about to say, is this all in there?
This is an audio message you have to, like, hold and... like
please,
a birthday,
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Like one of those Hallmark cards you open and it has just, like... people counting down before they say happy birthday, but then one of them fucks up, God. So then, but they leave this whole recording in. Regardless, I have a jet ready, and of course Gregnan will be flying, because what else is he good for? I await you in my 3-tiered hot tub. It's also in lava, and surrounded by lava. Did I mention it's Lava Eland? I await you. P.S. Oh, I miss my wife.
What?
I don't think that's a my problem.
P.S. Come equipped for battle. P.P.P.S. Not that I'm okay. Threatening you. It's just onto the... I don't know why I said P.S. Well, it is in fact an audio message. I could also
burn
just
the
say...
Note.
And
burn it. We're done. Ty burns the note. He's done with it.
Wow, that really went on way too long. That's crazy.
So, like, what is a jiat?
Oh, I'm that's a confused. Giant yacht.
Oh. I'm just wondering what an eland is.
It's an internet land.
Yeah, but what is internet? Stupid.
I thought he said we were going to Love Island.
I'd love to go to a place called Love Island.
The Byland.
The gays. They're out.
That's
<What?
laughs> no, Bi Island. If it's Bi Island, it's not. It's not
gay. Anyway, so I guess we're Bisland. Finally gonna meet this guy.
Yeah, Bisland.
Greggy, you're giving us a boat. Let's go.
A boat? No, a plane.
The Superman.
You guys have been on a ship to the moon. I have flown you multiple times. Do not pretend again like you have no idea what a plane
is. How this world works.
Zero idea.
We concept are in the future of fantasy, okay?
So, like, the concept confuses me greatly.
Well, don't think about it too much. He, like, pokes your nose because we're going now. Throw back your macherita.
Fucking what?
I've had a bit too much.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to fly a dangerous 100-speed plane.
Oh, fuck.
So, he wants to make bets on what our boss actually is. I got 10 gold on fired Ganassi.
There is no way that he is not, like, an Aboleth.
What's you that? Think?
It's a giant fucking squid monster in the ocean.
No, I think he's probably a fire giant of some sort. You know, the smart ones that can talk and do things.
Aren't most giants smart?
No, don't things? You believe it.
Oh my god. We'll be
don't you believe it?
You believe it? Anyway, we fly.
We do, we fly.
I hope so.
So, like, I think I got everything I need. Everybody else got everything, like, they need.
I think got so. Shield, sword, some potions, armor. I think I'm done.
Same. Awesome. See, we've gotten so good as a team together.
Where's this fucking going?
Nowhere. Why?
Ah, you didn't want a gangbang then?
What? No! I'm a happily married man.
To a cat!
Well, feline adjacent woman, okay? It's very different.
Isn't she more of a dog?
No, she's a fucking tiger.
She's a werecat.
She's a weretiger, bruh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hey.
For some reason, I always have in my head werewolf, but...
Bruh.
It's no matter where he looks, it's all pussy.
That's like my wife.
My wife?
Oh, to the dear. Jets!
Fucking Batman transition.
You best put that sound effect in.
Wouldn't that be a Batwoman?
Bat cat.
Cat bat.
Cat bat.
Cat. I just tried to combine the two words, forgetting that they're the same.
Oh my god.
Cool. Nice.
Fun. Quirky. Alright. You guys hop in the jet and you fly off. About half a day travel. Eventually, Gregnan crashes it into the side of a mountain.
What the fuck? Gregnan!
It's okay. We're going to slowly slide down this. And if I'm correct, we will hit the little tarmac at the bottom. See? Look at this. We're sliding.
But you already crashed the fucking plane.
It's okay. It's a one-way trip.
Is it?
No.
Spoilers.
I'm trying to convince myself, honestly, that maybe he'll let me stay in his three-tiered hot tub. You know, he has hot dog vendors. In the hot tub.
Is that a euphemism? Is it like Tide's cat?
No, I think these are just real hot dog vendors who will give you hot dogs.
You just see a ripped fucking animorphic dog.
Oh,
it's furry time.
The wet hair.
No.
Lined with hot dogs.
No.
And a hot tub. I don't think that's it. Okay. Eventually, the plane does slam into the tarmac. He's like, "All right, wheels up, boys." Okay, wheels are broken.
I was about to say, wheels up. You just slam the plane to the ground.
Okay, we're gonna have to use the emergency exit, which involves a cool slide. Fun. And he sails down it and goes, "Look, the lava's warm."
Oh, aye, right. That's what lava is. Yeah, it's pretty fucking warm.
No fucking idea. Okay, I'm losing my shit, man.
We just survived a plane crash. Oh,
aye, but you're made of water.
What's that, Captain?
You can evaporate on me.
We're in the
vaporizes.
You're in the water.
Okay.
We're in the hot island.
I'll have an orange. Stop.
Is like fire and lava not your weakness or anything? No, I was reading you wrong.
Lava is like everybody's weakness, man. Look, I don't get hurt by acid, so I can take a lot of it.
Ass.
Aye, but exactly. This isn't acid. This is lava. All right. We'll just try and stay cool.
Love it.
Stay cool. You're not righteous.
Wasn't even planned.
Let's go. Those are the best ones.
Slide down the slide. Let's get meeting Ben.
Again, his name is not Ben. And he's not a factor.
Aye, he's a factor of Ben. He's the Ben factor. Let's go.
I am Ben squared. Okay. So you guys walk across the tarmac, eventually hitting the normal, well, not an airport, but just like a small shack where there's like a dude there. He's just like, "Are you going to check your plane in?" He's a little fire elemental. Gregnan goes, "Yeah, it's," he tosses him the keys. He's just over there if you want to bring it around for just in case we need to leave.
Is it possible to get it repaired?
Oh, it's fine. Don't tell him. Tell him.
Hey, it's a bit scuffed.
If we convince him that he broke it, then they'll hurry to pay us back. Works. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's how it works with Valerie's.
Jesus.
Cool. Funky, fresh. Alright, we're gonna head up this hidden trail here. It's just behind the thing with hidden trails. Real hidden.
I'll activate my helmet and try and find this hidden trail.
Yeah, give me a perception check with advantage.
Good. Hell yeah. That's 22.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 3 on the other die. I was very confused. I was like, oh no. Yeah. 22.
Activating the true sight, you just completely see like a normal walking path in front of like a mountainside.
Greggy, you're fucking blind. It's right there.
Yes, he pulls out his reading glasses and puts them on. Oh, yes, of course.
Is it like just that obvious?
Walks into the side of the mountain and hits his head. Ow.
Not there. I'll pick him up by the scruff and I'll like throw him into the path. That way. There you go. Just bounces. Follow it.
Okay, I'm just going to follow it over. Crazy. So you guys climb the stairs in the mountain here. It's incredibly warm. On this island, as an exploding volcano fires off multiple times. You eventually come to a steel door. And Gregner goes, "Okay, voice activated. Open sesame."
Don't you mean sashimi?
Open sashimi.
I thought it was shishwam.
Szechuan.
Open Szechuan. Open Szechuan sauce.
No, it's
all right,
not.
This isn't working. Can you just push on the door?
I'll push on the door.
Ah, cool.
It opens.
open sesame.
Oh, is that how it is? The door slams open again.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You guys walk into basically like a steel bunker that is a palace. Tapestries everywhere, like a museum. There's 130 busts of different characters. You see like stoned creatures as well. Like a statue of a Boleth. A Balor, a lot of demons and shit like that.
I was going to say, if you pause for a breath, I might have made a wee joke, but I couldn't think of one quick enough. Ah, they're all stoned. What are they smoking? Oh, I don't know. time's passed. The fuck on it.
Okay. Sorry, that caught my stoner character off guard.
Oh, right, okay.
I tried to give that one as much air as possible for you to regret your action.
It's it like does a feel a little... It's almost like... It's a bit warm. It's like it's a hot box. Uh-huh.
It's like a fine wine. You gotta let it aerate. Moving on.
Woof, we are professionals.
I don't regret anything. The I don't regret my jokes.
You should never regret your jokes.
There's like a little underground like pool here to swim, and just like robes, elegant suits of armor, weapons, everything. Okay. Nice. I feel like I want to be fancy, so I'm just going to get in this guy's robes. I feel like he won't care.
He puts easy way to die.
These royal red robes, and he's like, oh, does this compliment my black eyes? Isn't that... Oof. Does it bring out the color?
He looks... We're not with him.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, you guys are... good friends. Okay.
We're best. Not friends. You're a boss. It's different. Mm-hmm.
The mm-hmm. best.
The best.
I think we, maybe we have to find a hidden puzzle to get upstairs, or maybe we take the stairs. One of the two.
I mean, I can always get behind a little pole dancing.
I think I'll just take the stairs.
Yeah, I'll just take the stairs. Leave the octopus to his pole dancing.
I mean,
I'm not an octopus right now, though.
Oh, but you don't even have to think about it, and you've got eight tentacles. I'm not going to go there. Let's go. Let's go.
I feel like you're also thinking about it.
I feel as if
he's used to four legs, not eight.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I've evolved from horse.
Oh no.
Can't you see? Want a bit of that calamari? Oh, my God. The more legs, the better.
You bipedal fuck.
More to spread.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
Every time tide turns, you just like, well, arm is tighter.
Yeah, I'm going to need to change my trousers.
Lord.
We're going up the stairs, damn it.
Okay. And you guys enter in this massive courtyard. 13 different fountains, hedge maze, hedge rows, beautiful like foliage, bushes, trees, everything like that. It's just pristine. You see several like Fae and Eladrin just working in this place, and they all kind of nod at you as you come up, and Gregan goes, see, they understand royalty. That's why you put on the robe.
Not more, Fae.
It's been nice knowing you, Gregan.
I will miss you when I'm here owning my own castle.
Yep.
and you guys proceed through the courtyard, eventually coming to the mansion proper, which is like one of those like tropical mansions with the fucking veranda that just stretches way too far around the entire house, and like a balcony that you could clearly deliver speeches from.
Oh, I know that.
To a courtyard of your own people. he goes,
we're looking for a hot tub.
Mr. Benefactor. Okay, we could. Okay. Hot tub. We're probably behind the house. Oh, in the house? Why don't we just walk in? Let's shout from the courtyard. Mr. Bean Factor.
I mean, we could ask one of the workers.
No, that's, yeah, or knock on the door.
They're peasants. Don't do that. I'm really taking on to my own in this. I'm really liking it. What do you think about my new character arc where I hate poor people?
I think looks changed you, man.
Are you barefoot? Ew.
I'll bang on the door.
Oh god, he's banging doors.
That's no horse, but it do. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Never.
Sorry, not sorry.
You start to hear riders on the storm. a very booming voice just says, "Enter," and the doors open.
If this is Big Papa, I go in.
Could you imagine?
Big Papa's don't return.
The benefactor, even though we met him like three times.
Also, Sky gave him a different voice, so.
It's true. But he is using magic at the moment.
Sky loves forgetting the voices he's done for other characters.
I walk in.
Walk in. A beautiful palace. This is like so open. There's not as much art here. It's kind of just so open. You've got like this like glass floor with like ornate marble tile. Just think marble everywhere. And imagine this is it. The double staircase that kind of curls around. And then just like at the very back, just 14 hot tubs. And there is a large golden celestial man in one of them. And he kind of looks at you and he goes, "Welcome, my heroes. You've collected almost all of the gems, and I thought I would reward you with a relaxing day."
Oh, you remember the last time we had the relaxing day.
I don't. Are you taking vacation? Because you're not subject to vacation days. We did cancel the union.
There was a union in the first place?
Nope.
Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. There was no union. Shut up.
Sorry, starts rocking in the corner.
Actually, you know what? Frederick, stop making hot dogs. Frederick, look at me. Yep. Make this sure one. We scrap union and ban it as a word. Good.
A union. I can't even say it.
There you go. That's the power of me.
It's very good. So, what do you
want? Why do you need us if you're this powerful?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a better question. Let's go with what he said.
Because I don't want to do anything. I just want you to collect the things for me. Why would I do it myself? Gregnan's like, I really get with this guy. You know what? Maybe the poor people arc is over, and now I'm just better than you.
Maybe because it's quicker. I mean, we have been dragging our feet somewhat. You could have got it done in like 2 days.
We've been dragging our feet. We've been busting our ass for these.
We've been busting ass when we're there. But when we're not.
You have been pretty slow on the uptake. But also, I can't leave my hot tub. It's oh,
It's terrible Wait. Out there. People will try to kill you.
Are you pruning in there?
I am a full raisin.
So that's Godman soup right now.
I do. Oh, yes, entirely so. I make chicken noodle out of it. Hey, it's the most heavenly shit you've ever tasted. Get it?
Nice.
Thanks. I'm here all day.
What are you?
I am a solar.
What's a solar? I turn to the octopus. What's a solar?
Would that be a religion check?
Yeah. History, religion, yeah.
13.
Athletics?
No.
I've got rightly no fucking idea.
Solars are the most powerful angels of all celestials, and basically just gods, oh, but yeah, not. That. They serve as like direct hands for, you know, they each have like a thing, like, you know, they each would be like the angel of vengeance, stuff like that.
Oh no. What's he the angel of? Hot Finding tubs. Lost gems. Oh, hot tubs, yeah, that's it.
Oh no, you found me out.
Right, I've got a question for you.
You've got a lot of questions, clearly.
I don't know why. I guess it's because I've got some charisma.
I don't pay you to think. I pay you to
do. Should. Uh-oh. Look, don't worry, you're saving money on paying me to think.
I do pay your rent, that is true. Why was your internet bill so much?
It's all porn.
TikTok. Oh, right.
You do know I get to see those. It's very cursed.
Wait, you can see my browsing history?
Yes, I get sent the bill.
All porn.
All right, well, could you just cancel the subscriptions to longshlongdongs.com?
What about the horses? What about the horse ones? Please.
Yeah, that's... not. No, just that one.
I feel like that's an FBI it's gone really down here. Right there.
Right, why do you need these gems?
Depends on the state.
Why do you need these gems? We're not told what they do.
I'm going to end the world.
What?
I figured people have had a good too long, so if I combine all five gems together,
oh,
like,
fuck me.
Like I'm some purple giant from a comic, I could just, you know, put them together, put them in a cool shoe. Oh, because I don't want it on my hands. They're pruning. And if I kick... Just to do a little poop. People would be dead. And then nobody has to worry. And I can grab people from the other planes who live just longer. They're just better, built different. I don't know why I'm Kermit. And then, I'll just get to sit here in my hot tub and not have to worry about you guys disgusting addictions.
He's talking about you, Clack.
I don't have any addict. Wait. All right, you got me there. So, you just want us all to roll over and die, so you've invited us here to tell us you're going to kill us all, but we can have a nice relaxing day at your spa.
I figured that's more generous than I normally am. So, you know, kick back, relax, and, have some hot dogs. And then get the fuck off my island. And then, just be at peace to know that it was me who ended you. Once you get the fifth gem, of course.
And where are the other four right now?
Well, all four are here.
That's what I thought.
They're in my crock. He lifts up his foot and you can see a... blue croc with four gems fauceted into it.
Oh my god. Why?
They're expensive now. I used to pick up dog poop in them, and now they go for $600. What happened to these things? I love inflation. I'm about to gentrify the shit out of this.
So, where's the last gem? We could probably go fetch it for you. Or something, right? That's what you wanted to tell us to make us do?
Yeah, so, like, here's the thing. That's... Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be thinking. I tell you.
Right, well, sorry, my bad.
That's what we're asking you to do, you know. Tell us where it is.
Aye, but I thought about asking him to tell us where it is.
You're on vacation. Why do you want to work? Ugh.
You just said we were being too slow!
I mean, we are. I kind of feel like this guy's like Jeff Goldblum in the the fucking Marvel movies.
Yeah.
He's like, we're arming the slaves. Ooh, I don't like that word. The people with jobs. Prisoners with jobs.
With all my gear on, I'm going to grab a hot dog and then get into the pool with him. With
the
all my
same one?
Everything. Yeah.
Oh, close. I have like 15 of these. Just, okay, you know. Two dudes sit in a hot tub.
Five foot away because we're not gay.
I'm gay.
Oh, right. Well,
I'm kind of eternal, so I just
on.
Like... Oh.
Scoots closer.
Also, all my funk is just, like, emanating away from me.
Oh,
in this
God,
right
you
now.
Didn't take a shower before yeah. you got into the hot tub.
I didn't take my armor
bastard.
Off, so everything is just, oh, it's
come
just
on.
All coming. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Etiquette, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, the etiquette is this guy's about to destroy the world, so go fuck yourself. Have my funk. The last bit of revenge is getting in with all that blood. The hard blood, the sweat, the puke, bits of hair.
Gregnan hops in right beside you, Robinol. Now, see,
I have to use the hot tub.
This is what I'm talking about. Hot dog man, Frederick, I want Crocs. Please.
Are you going to paint yourself gold too?
Oh, you know, maybe. Frederick, gold paint. On my hot dogs as well. Now, this is the life. That's what I'm saying. You do so much work, and you finally get recognized. A little bit of a promotion. The world's ending. Who cares? I'll text my mom.
Hey, I'm unsure, but wasn't Gregnan a level 4 last time we met him? We could just kill him, can't we?
Now, hold on.
I mean, in theory, yes, we could.
It's just that way, you know. If we're all going out anyway,
kill Gregnan
is a level 4 rogue.
Yeah, that's what I remember from the
with 21 HP.
Oh my god, that's like one hit.
I still like the fact that you said because we're all going out together, might as well kill Gregnan.
Yeah,
I almost killed him the last fucking one of the last sessions as well. Can't help it; just grinds my gears.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Are you getting in, Octopus Man, or Tide? You gonna join us in this funk fest?
Sorry, I'm still thinking about the fact that this motherfucker wants to destroy the entirety of the world.
Indo time, of course. Right now, he's just emanating. It's beautiful. Can I call you beautiful? I am.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, though, Tide. Does not sound
me
well.
Too.
Says the traitor in the hot tub.
I am not a traitor. I'm just, I don't know, using the time wisely. What do you want to do about it?
I can just see like a super sheepish like expression on your face. Just be like, what am I supposed to do?
I asked all the questions, he gave me no answers, so get in the hot tub, have her thing. You know, there is also some crocs underneath this water, if anybody else wants to get in this murky
I don't give a fuck
water.
About his crocs.
Water.
Water, sorry, I can't do a Scottish water, it's really bad.
water.
Le agua.
No. So, you know, this water getting a little bit murky, you know, I can barely see my feet. Fucking hint, hint. Alright, fine. It's just me then.
Give me a deception check. Everyone else can make insight.
Jeezless.
Jeezless.
Wait, is the guy not Jeezless. Wearing his Crocs inside right, of the water?
He is!
Oh.
Yes!
Tide hops into the pot tub.
I got 17 plus 2. Thank you. The very murky hot tub because I'm sat in here on all my funk.
Bjorn understands, but he stays out of the hot tub. He's like, nope. No, 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 no.
You only gotta get dirty for a... Oh, never mind.
Whole point is get clean. And
it's pretty rank. Okay. I got a 19. I assume that's party only? Or is everyone else? Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's cool. They got it eventually.
Gregnan didn't pick up what you're putting down. He was like, yes, dude, there's a lot of crocs. Put them on. Join me. Yours can be green.
I get what he's putting down, son of a bitch.
What, because I have a point?
Maybe.
Or because I made you seem something gross.
Hold on, let me see what Tide can do.
It's the grossest. Okay, because this isn't my area of expertise. I can smith you up a nice axe if you want, though. It's pretty pretty good pluses to that. Oh, I love it when he does that.
Oh, yes. Okay, we're going to need, 4 pairs of shoes for this gentleman? Frederick goes off and he puts 4 different colored shoes, pairs of shoes on each of your tentacles. And because they keep slipping off, he tries to staple them.
Oh my god!
And as this is distraction is happening, Tide is going to try to slip the croc off of the Solar's shoes very sneakily.
I hope you are. I really hope you are. This is a Solar. We're all dead.
This is fine.
I mean, I have mage hand. I could just use that if you want.
It's got to be a little bit more sneaky, I'm afraid.
Right. His passive is a 24.
We're fine.
Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck me. Well, let's see what giant octopus sleight of hand.
Plus one.
Is it actually? We need a professional in here.
If only we had a rogue.
Let me see what...
Are you not a rogue?
What? No.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a wild man.
You know who could steal this?
Yeah, the dragon that we don't seem to have here right now.
Our invisible friend who's been with us this whole time. Pots and pans.
Are you going to give us that one?
Right, Sky?
Rolling for luck. 16.
Have our sneaky little pots and pans just slip this out of their little toesies? Hmm? A little bit of pots and pans sneaking into the hot
tub? Oh, is that pots and pans sleight hand? Because if that is a...
Pots and pans has a fucking insane sleight of hand. Pots and pans maybe want to slip in there while Tide's slipping up some... tentacles in that Solar.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sky?
He's into he's begging Sky.
Because Pots and Pans is our sidekick.
So my only worry about that is that this guy has true sight.
Yeah, that's like, we're not...
He's been seeing the little dragon this whole time, but I'm just saying that Pots and Pans could just, you know, slip in, slip out.
Well, there's a distraction, maybe.
Well, all right. Yeah.
Onyx, you can make a stealth check.
Distraction check, surely.
Make a performance check. Bjorn, I want a stealth check. Just roll a d20, and I'll add what Olive has. And then
plus 14.
Clack can roll the sleight of hand.
I'm rolling fuck.
Yeah. So what'd you get,
get
for
advantage?
Your performance?
Yeah. For a performance? Actually, not bad. A 15.
Okay. What did you get for stealth, Beard?
17.
Wow.
So that's on the dice?
Yeah.
Okay, so 27.
Pretty good. Oh, okay. Am I rolling this sleight of hand at advantage?
Yes.
Awesome.
I can feel it, baby.
Okay. Did you say you had a passive of 25?
24.
I got an 11 on the die.
25.
So it's 25!
So he kind of looks at the octopus and he goes like, what the fuck is happening? You're trying to distract me, I can clearly tell.
That's what the sucker sounds like.
Oh god.
That doesn't sound like her at all.
I think we broke Onyx.
And then he stands up and he gets out of the hot tub, his nude virility looking at you, and he goes,
oh, hello.
All right. I'm leaving.
Whoa. That's a lot of soul.
That's a nice cock.
Thank you.
Nice thank cock.
You. I made it myself, so.
What?
Well, that it is. Cheating. I'm a being of pure energy. I can make this thing fucking 30 feet. You want to see something fun?
don't tempt me.
No.
I mean, it might make you pass out from blood loss, but...
What?
That blood is made of energy!
He just sends all of his dick energy to his blood.
That's the anal blaster we were talking about.
Oh.
Okay, so does he just leave? Like, wraps a towel and goes, or just goes, or stays?
Yeah, he just leaves. He's like, I'm retiring to my bed tub.
Does he look really pruny?
Oh, he's...
he's like an 80-year-old man from waist down.
Yeah, he starts walking away. He's like 4'9", and then as he like slowly gets away from the hot tub, he goes up to like 7.5 feet tall.
Oh. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
All right, great news. So I'm coming up with an idea to steal the... Oh, we have it.
Wow, that's what the cool. Fuck are you good for?
All right, Octopus, I need you to come out because we need to have a quick discussion. Uh-huh. Of the closet.
I was gonna say he's still.
I'm about to bust.
Bustin'.
I'm about to bust.
Oh my god, we are such shit.
He's so dirty.
Okay.
Oh boy.
You guys, you're all kind of just sitting there eating hot dogs in a hot tub, and Gregnan goes, "All right, we need to get the fuck out of here so fast. We just stole from like the angel, the sloth kind. Not that he'll probably do anything about it, because he's a sloth. Yes.
I would have just took it off his foot and said, "Chase me, daddy."
I probably wouldn't.
No.
All right, let's cool, leave.
Might have had Frederick here stab me with a tuning fork, but that's about it.
We're gonna have to high suggest.
I don't think we can leave the island quite yet. As I don't know. We don't have a fucking plane. We gotta go to that volcano.
What? Why?
Are we destroying the gems inside the volcano?
No.
Why not? Because then they can't be destroyed. They can't be used to destroy mankind.
That's true, but they can't be used to destroy mankind when there's only four of them anyway.
But if we... But he may be watching the island part. He might not be watching the volcano part. And maybe we can do like some, some Disney cartoon shit where we get onto the volcano's top of the lava and then it shoots us into the sky and then we can just spread out our wings and fly back.
Sky. Can I roll for meta knowledge in this? Is this you pointing where we need to go, or is this Gregnan being a fucking idiot again?
I mean, can these things even be like destroyed through law?
I mean, that's also a point.
Don't know. I just got here. I'm enjoying an amazing chili dog that is splashing into the hot tub.
Extra flavor,
you sick bastard.
Oh, it's all coagulating around Clag.
Oh God! Please no! I'm gonna.
Okay. Sick. So back on the topic, all that we're saying is, if they do get destroyed in the lava, then when we die, not if, when we die, he has no chance of assembling all five, because we cannot kill him.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right, but if we had all five, then we could.
You want to find the fifth?
That's we don't even know where it is.
No, but we've got Greggy here. He's really good at asking people how to do stuff.
I don't even know if what the repercussions of killing an angel creature
probably
is.
Really bad, but then again, if you've got the five gems of power, are you really hurting for anything? I'm just thinking, don't get rid of him. Maybe just keep him. We can keep him, hang around, and then if we come across the fifth one, we've got, you know, five very powerful gems. Or split between each of us. I mean, it wouldn't be easy, hard to pick us off, but...
Do you really think that we can handle that power, though?
Okay, where is this slipper at the moment?
In Tides. Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans still have it.
Yeah.
She's just holding the slipper.
Yeah.
Or the croc.
But give. Please.
Pots and Pans does not understand.
That's fucking true, isn't it? Fuck. All right. I'll lean forward to try and take said slipper. Does Pots and Pans recoil?
I don't know if Pots and Pans would allow you to take the slipper because they are like mine.
Shiny. Yeah. They've taken the slipper.
Because Olive is very much that kind of character.
So true.
Fucking dragon.
This fucking
dragon. Right, first off, that dragon is not going to drop it in the volcano. Second off, could we also be having this conversation while walking away?
Yeah, heading for the volcano to hide.
For now. Second off, if we keep it, we can protect it. If we find the fifth one, we can maybe wield the power of the something god, you know. There's nothing wrong with being really strong. I'm not going to end the world or anything. I think it'd be great. Maybe we can have timeshare on the slipper. I'll take it for the first week of every month, and you take it for the next one. You take it for the next.
Don't think that.
Okay, well, I will.
This kind of like.
Yeah, just continue walking away.
This kind of like power is.
Yeah.
Beyond us, Clack.
And you think if it's beyond us and up to an angel's thing, you think dropping it in a volcano is going to work?
It's definitely not a beyond meat.
I think so, yeah.
Which I am so hungry for.
Hey, you want some Five Guys?
Oh my gosh.
Burgers and fries? Do you think they have one of those?
Oh, Frederick. No, I meant a gangbang.
Oh.
It's very easy to mix up.
This conversation went way different than what he was expecting.
Do they still serve me like I'm at a Five Guys? Where they shout your order out for everybody to know how fat you are? Oh, I hate that.
Can I just have like a cheeseburger and so cheeseburger and fries?
Okay, cool.
No, fuck. Not again.
So, realistically, Bjorn, stop walking away. Realistically, if you put this in a volcano, first of all, you have to put the dragon in as well. Second of all, would
not a great loss.
Would you think it'll destroy the gems?
I think so, yeah.
All right. If that... Look, we've worked together a lot, so if you don't want to keep them, let's go. I stand by your word, Tide. Don't let it happen again.
Thank you.
Can I do, like, an arcana check to see if they would be destroyed by lava?
Yeah.
Probably
do you want my minus one, or are you going to use your own?
Oh, I think I'm okay. So that's going to be 17.
Huh.
Thank God for the plus five.
Oof.
So, it's always tough. The most common things to destroy magic items is to... you can always delete the magic on it by a spell. Remove magic. Most things are created either at an anvil or through a ritual or through magic, right? A lot of things like weapons and armor that are created that way can be destroyed only by that anvil or by the person who made it. However, who knows who fucking made these gems, but at least if you're casting a magic item that can't be destroyed, it's at the bottom of a volcano. And I will say this, he is not immune to fire. So even if he tries to fly down through this, he's going to be taking whatever lava damage is. It's, 55 fire damage a turn.
Nice. All right.
So he would survive 5 turns before dying.
Holy fuck. We could take him. He has a health pool. We can take him. All right, let's go.
Okay. His minimum damage is 68 per turn.
Oh.
Just so you're aware.
That is not fine, Onyx.
It's all good.
Whichever way we're going to do this, we're going to piss off some great godly being. So let's get a move on.
Oh, yeah, no fucking doubt.
It'll be loads of fun. Let's get moving.
Mm-hmm.
We traverse?
We traverse up to the mountain with young Mr. Frodo in hand.
It does sort of feel like that, doesn't it? We just mashed together three franchises and just gone, fuck it!
Boom.
Okay. You guys make a run for the... volcano, you find like a little cave that you're able to squeeze into. I think the person who would have the most issue would either be Clack because he's wider, or Bjorn because he's just tall. As you guys kind of skirt yourself around a bunch of the openings, you eventually find yourself literally looking over the end of a volcano from the middle. Inside, it is so hot in here. And you, Gregman turns to you and he goes, okay, so we can just like chill here, or we can toss him in a sealed door.
I was gonna make that joke. I was just gonna say, like, a sealed door, and the other guy just walked past us.
Okay.
It's our turn now. Okay.
Elrond, it's gonna be okay. Like, there's gonna be like 4 midgets who are, 4 small guys who are gonna take up.
My balls are in my.
Do you know
throat.
What's really annoying me? I really want to know that really awkward conversation and walk back between Isildur and fucking what's his face. Like, because that must have been a really awkward talk. So you're not gonna throw it. What the fuck was that?
I mean, he easily could have killed him. I feel too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but like,
should have killed him and been like, okay, fuck it, I'm taking the fucking ring from you. Just
push him.
Yeah, push him in.
Oh,
yeah,
but that was King of Elves, most useless.
Yeah, but that was the whole book's thing, was free will and freedom and shit like that, wasn't it? So.
Yeah. And Elves weren't evil, and he wasn't going to kill a friend. And...
Yeah, even though his friend's now fucked. Right, so we go to the edge. Dragon, toss it in. Didn't think this was going to go that easy.
Yeah, did we just walk up, no complications?
Well, apparently no, Isildur and Elrond do not stop you.
Okay, fucking damn it, Sky. Fuck you.
They're having their own monologue in the corner.
They're doing a whole bit, it's fine.
Do you like impressions?
Starts doing Smeagol. Oh, too early.
In a faraway galaxy.
Come on, dragon. Toss it.
I don't think the dragon's going to give it up.
You reckon?
Pots and pans, please. Just throw it in.
We should actually explain it to him in Elven.
Yeah, well, that's what Tide is doing. Please, if there is a whole nother shiny gem, I will get you that is better than that croc-laced gem shoe.
I want you guys to roll a party persuasion, or I guess diplomacy.
Oh God!
Oh God. Okay, I ready my sword.
No, don't kill Buzz and Pants.
I just looked at their character sheet. I hadn't healed them yet. They had 2 HP.
I just need to blow them.
Hello.
I have a really high persuasion. So.
Yeah, we gotta. So, how do you roll a group one? Just one person roll for us?
Everybody rolls and I take the average.
Oh, piss.
Natural 20! Ooh.
It's still an average!
Oh no! This sucks!
I mean, I got 22, so.
Yes! 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 Oh, God!
You could win! You could do it!
So, we adding our own modifiers to this, or is it just a roll?
Yeah, diplomacy check.
Oh, diplomacy!
Okay. I was like, wait.
Diplomacy, damn it, Sky!
I played Pathfinder. Just looks at his deception, goes like, ah!
Okay, so I'm going to actually bust a nut and use my Imbomitable.
That's only for saves.
Oh, piss.
It is. So you got a flat 9?
Yeah.
So, Tide's persuasion would just probably be...
I mean, I did get my sword out.
Yeah, my persuasion is just the flat 20. The flat natural 20. So, plus Coop's 22. Oh, Coop! You're a wild magic sorcerer?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Bin luck!
On me?
Can that apply to a...
ability check, yeah. Or saving throw.
Yeah, bin luck.
You gonna bend my luck?
Yeah, I'll spend 2 sorcery points and roll a d4.
Oh. Do I have anything that could also help?
Nope. So you add 3 to your roll.
Cool.
So that's 12. That's increasing our average.
The average is 18 right now.
Ooh,
that's gonna be close. Terrible.
Oh, can you only do that to one person a turn? Asking for a friend?
Just do it a second time.
I can roll for Gregnan if you want, or risk it.
No, God, no, it's good. No. That's good. We're good. We're fine. We don't.
An 18 is a really good numbers. One. To be fair,
and it's only
not
on another
terrible.
Creature. I can't do it to myself. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see if 18's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. They're gonna make a, an insight check. Is that?
Sure. Or
yeah, I'm not too sure. We're not deceiving them.
You're trying to convince.
Yeah, it's more of a convince thing. So it would either be intelligence or it would basically intelligence, isn't it? Or wisdom, maybe.
Are you smart enough to tell where your friends?
Yeah, the will of our friend to go along with our decision, I guess.
Oof.
What's the first number there? The 19.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't even, re-roll anything.
I know.
Wait, what does Potion of Heroism do?
Not gonna help you here.
It was a good shot, though.
Alright. I ready my shield.
It gives you temporary hit points.
Oh god.
Pots and pans looks at you and goes, "No, I don't think I will."
No!
Oh, now she talks!
No!
And starts floating away.
Okay. Fuck. I will throw my battle axe at her.
Bjorn's gonna cast Mage Hand and grab the
yeah, that's a better thing to do.
Okay, give me an opposed arcana against their acrobatics, I guess, to try to weave out of the way.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I should Captain America this shit. Just throw my shield.
You're trying to be a 17.
Oof. Oh, come on. I got a 17.
Well, wait. Meet a 17? Like, get a 17?
B, or... isn't it? Because it goes to Defender. If yeah. It's a meet.
She dodges out of the way and continues flapping backwards.
Okay, can I make a range strength attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Range strength and shit.
How do they work? Do I still have to roll with dex?
Yeah, but you're not proficient in throwing battle axes.
I think I am. Well, maybe not battle axes, but I guess hand axes.
I don't know who would be proficient in throwing battle axes. Hand axes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. I didn't bring any with me. I'm sorry. They're in my other pants. Apparently, I do have two. I have two hand axes, but I didn't bring any with me. So.
Meanwhile, Tide is going to conjure 8 giant bats to berate pots and pans to steal the gem from her.
Okay, so a 15 on a range attack.
I think they have like 12 AC, so hold on.
Yeah.
They're just a fairy dragon.
Nobody stopped me.
17 AC.
What the fuck is...
We
upgraded her AC.
They have 20 dex and studded leather.
Yeah.
Vroom! Your battle axe soars off into the volcano.
Mage hand cannot grab that; it is too heavy.
Yeah. So, the 8 giant bats berate and go for the gym. Croc, so how you want to do?
I don't. This sounds awful.
There's gonna be no damage. It's just gonna be
Ty just gets it from her then.
Yeah, just give me I guess like a sleight of hand with advantage. We'll say I don't know DC 16.
Oh yeah, I got it.
Nice.
Beautiful.
I rolled a 16 on the dice naturally, and bats have like a plus 3 dex. Yeah,
just 6 fucking bats just yoink. Eventually, the croc and fly back down.
Oh my fucking god!
Fuck it. No, they go into the lava. They are dive bombing in. I'm sending all of my giant bats into that lava.
Good, it'll push it further into the lava, too.
Fervor.
That's fervor. The plan.
The croc and its 4 gems sink. See, it's just that easy, Isildur. You could have done this.
You see, but it's just like, I can't fucking summon bats.
He puts on the ring and disappears.
Oh, dear me.
Can't fucking summon bats, you asshole.
Is that it?
Wow.
That was productive as hell. Cool.
So now we run, right? Wait.
Yeah, we get the fuck out of here.
How's Pan's doing? He's probably really pissed.
Yeah, she probably is, but you know what?
Actually,
you know what? I've got some personal. Incredible silver spoons in the jet we can bribe.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Bribery
follows us. Forget all about a silly croc with some gems. Who cares?
We'll have to ask all of them about that later. Like, so how pissed would you be if we just threw this shit into the fire?
Well, I mean, my question as well is, like, would Pots and Pans still want to, like, adventure with us after this? Or is it just like, no, Blood Feud goes after us?
We'll have to find
that's
out.
That's the big bad.
As you guys book it down the mountain, the hot tubs erupt and a flame elemental flies towards you guys. But we're going to have to figure out how that's going to go next week.
Could you imagine if Pots and Pans like joins him in the fight?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
2v3. 2v3.
You're entertaining a very terrifying idea, and I don't
don't we don't need to give him ideas.
Don't like, now.
No.
Is that an opposite of the nay-nay, the no-no?
That's
perfect, guys. Thank you so much for whatever the hell this is.
You can check us out on all of our socials, our medias, and all that jazz. And you're also going to encounter Engines in other places.
Oh, yeah. If you want to check me out, I'm Engines of Stone on Twitch. Definitely come and check out the streams. It's kind of mad, especially if you take anything from here. Also, YouTube, Engines of Stone again. Check that out. Uploading loads of content. So, should be good.
Onyx.
You can catch me in various places. Monster of the Week over on Role Players. You can catch me on Ready, Set, Roll Divides, where we are literally going to what I could only call Toontown.
Nice. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Toontown or just like comics?
Well, essentially, in the story so far, if you've kept up, the main entity that is the final arc has turned one of the cities into Toontown. So, it's a lot of fun. It's getting a little wacky now, so... but that's about me.
Coop?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube under Coopermaniac. And I think I'm finally at a space at home where I can finally start start recording and editing things again. So I'll be back soon.
Woohoo! Good, there's still an episode I'm waiting.
I know.
Look at me pointing fingers like I've uploaded.
I've got a lot of fingers to point at you, but not a single one to point at me.
And where can we find you, Sky?
Oh, shit.
Yes, Sky.
I'm dying. Find me on Twitter and Instagram as Skylar Carter. thanks for everything, guys. Hope you guys are having a good holiday so far, and we'll see you guys next week.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Son of a bitch.